Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. If you've seen someone who's really confident, they're like really smashing it, maybe it's in your job, maybe it's in business, maybe it's in relationships, maybe it's in a sport, like whatever it is, you're like seeing someone really confident, you're like, what is it they've got? I really want that, right? Build your confidence. Well, today I'm going to talk about one of the top traits, if not the top trait I see in highly confident people in different areas, and how you can use more of that. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. I was thinking about this in my own life when I've been really built a lot of confidence in something, and also people I've observed, and also like what I picked up from coaches, from mentoring, all these kind of things, being in personal growth space. And yeah, looking at those absolutely killing it in certain areas. Again, if that's business, might be health, might be something else. And it's this. This is what I picked up, and I'm going to make this episode pretty short and sweet to the point today, because I want it to be like the message I'm going to give you. It's this. They make decisions very quickly, right? Now, I'm not saying every decision is going to be quickly, but if you're someone who hesitates on everything, that's not very good for your confidence, because you don't trust yourself. And from my experience, why I haven't made decisions is from fear of getting it wrong or not trusting myself to turn it around if it does go wrong, right? Now, there's always a chance you're going to get things wrong. You're never going to go through life having no rejection, no failure. So just accept that, first of all, right? I had to accept that, right? And it's sometimes I catch myself now, like getting a bit hesitant on things. So it's the ability to make decisions quickly. And again, why I believe I personally done it and other people do it to slow it down is because we're scared of getting it wrong, right? Well, there's always a chance in life things aren't going to go our way. Now, obviously, if it's a big like decision, it might take a bit longer. But the more you hesitate in things, the more you're lacking that trust inside yourself. And how's that helping for you? So here's just a few points that I really want to share with you. The first one, practice on a daily basis making decisions a lot quicker, right? So if you go into a restaurant, someone asks you what you want to eat, don't spend 5 to 10 minutes deciding. Pick something. And if you don't like it, well, you've learned for next time, haven't you? Right? The more you can practice this, the better. If someone's like, right, what do you want to name the project? It's like A, B, or C. What do you want to do? That one. If you're going out on a date with someone and they're like, what are we going to do? You're like, I don't know. By the way, as a man, if you're saying that to a woman, it's not very attractive, right? So you got to make a decision where you want to go, right? So just practice day in, day out being decisive and making decisions a lot quicker, right? That's the first one. Right, the second one, model an area in your life where you're very like confident and very decisive, right? It might be your job, it might be a relationship with someone, whether that's an intimate or general relationship. It might be like going to the gym or something like that, or something you're very familiar with. Chances are you'll find yourself when like new things come up that you're very decisive. You're very like, right, let's do that. Okay, that hasn't gone right. I'm going to do this, right? Even if it's silly little examples like, right, there's you drive every day and then suddenly like there's a roadblock and you've got like two choices of ways to go, and then you're suddenly like, okay, I'm going to get I can go left up there or I can go right that way, right? So then you're like, okay, let's go right, and you've had to make that decision. Well, what can you learn from that? You learn that maybe you did a quick little bit of analysis and you realized that either way could go right or wrong, and therefore, you know, you went that way. Maybe it's just the fact that you're a little bit you're okay, you're a bit more confident, you're a bit in driving, whatever it is, you're a bit used to it. So model an area where you're a lot more decisive and see how you can take that into areas where you're maybe not so decisive. And then praise yourself, recall all the times you've been decisive and give yourself on the pat on the back, because that's recalling how decisive you can be, how you have been in the past. Because often we forget that and then we look at our indecisiveness, our insecurities, our fears, and then when we focus on that, we're going to get more of that. And my final point, bonus point I want to share with you is if you surround yourself with the right people, you're going to become more of that. I remember like working for a business owner who was very, I didn't work massively long because he kind of changed his business plans in the end and went a different direction. But he was very decisive, even when things weren't going our way, right? And I picked up a lot from him. I was like, okay, he's changed his, you know, he's gone that direction. Okay, he's made the decision there. We're doing that. He's making decisions very quickly. And I was able to take that away as well. I work with some very successful business owners now, and they make decisions so, so quickly. They don't have time to hesitate. And that's why they're so successful and confident. So if you hang out with people who are very decisive, you're going to likely become that kind of person as well. So find yourself mastermind groups, as many as possible, right? Where you can be around decisive people, because that's really going to boost your confidence. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.